Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the senior pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Today is about expressing our gratitude to God. It is about thanksgiving. It is about appreciating uNkulunkulu for what He has done for us. I'm sure as we are seated here, we can attest to the fact that God has been so good to us all throughout this year. Amen. And here we are standing, you know, on the edge of 2019, as we have been saying for the past 2 weeks. And we can but thank God for His blessing over our lives. We can thank God for good health. We can but thank God for all of the great things that He has done for us as His children. Amen. So the subject or the title of my message today would be Thanksgiving, a key to abundant living or abundant life. Amen. It is said that gratitude is a key to health, happiness, and success. So in other words, if you want to live a healthy life, if you want to live a happy life, if you want to live a successful life, you must be the person who is filled with gratitude in his or in her heart. Mumbi umuntu ongabongi. I'm saying it one more time. Mumbi umuntu ongabongi. Amen. So I want us to not only express it today, but I want us to even, as we are ending this year, I want us to enter this coming year with the attitude and the mindset of thanksgiving and of gratitude in our hearts. Are we together? Turn with me, if you can, in the book of Psalm 136. I'm just going to read one verse, and we are going to run through this message very quickly, trusting that the Lord will indeed bless us. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Amen. I'm sure we can agree that God is good, right? I'm sure we can agree that God is good, right? Gratitude or thanksgiving, Bazalwane, is very much essential. It is important. It is vital. Ibalulekile indumiso yokumbonga uNkulunkulu empilweni zethu. Are we here, Bazalwane? Especially if we have seen the hand of God upon our lives. We have seen God sustaining us. We have seen God granting us good health. We have seen God opening doors for us, giving us opportunities. Asinikeza imsebenzi. It can be a greatest blessing for God to open up our eyes so that we can see zonke izinto uNkulunkulu asenzela zona, so that we can come back to Him and express our gratitude. Psalm 92 verse 1 says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High." So thanking God or showing gratitude towards God is a good thing according to the scriptures. Amen. It is a good thing that you and I can do. It is a good thing that you and I can practice. Again, Psalm 147 verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God." And it says praise is beautiful. So in other words, even as praise is beautiful, praise is also going to make you beautiful. Amen. A person with an ungrateful heart tend to even lose the good looks that they have in the natural. Amen. If you want to see how ungrateful a person is, just look at their looks and they will tell you a lot about them. Amen. I believe that in our lives, Bazalwane, kukhulu uNkulunkulu izinto asenzela zona. Kukhulu uNkulunkulu asenzela khona. There's a lot that God does for us. And I believe that whatever it is that God does for us, it is supposed to stir up. It is supposed to invoke thanksgiving from our hearts. We are supposed to realize, we are supposed to recognize the things that God is doing for us so that we can come back to Him with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of gratitude, the heart that expresses gratitude. Sometimes I do believe the gap between the things that God does for us and our comprehension of them or our perception of those things causes us to fall short in as far as thanksgiving is concerned. You know, when God does things for us and we don't seem to comprehend them, we don't seem to fully understand them, we don't seem to fully grasp those things, it makes us to have hearts that are ungrateful. Are we here? Sometimes not because we are bad people, but sometimes because of how we don't realize how much the Lord has done for us. I made this example earlier, Epinoni, saying that, you know, you can invest a lot in your children's education. Ubathatha abantwana bakho, ubahambise esikolweni, ubaphelezele esikolweni, do whatever it takes, buy them uniform, make sure that they are fine. I believe that maybe from grade 1 to up to about grade 12, that thing will not be a big deal in Pilonia. As a matter of fact, sometimes they can even have a tendency to be grumpy about it, to come back and tell you to your face that they don't like and they don't appreciate school. Amen. But they will begin to appreciate it as soon as life begins to single them out and they begin to realize how challenging life is without education. And that's where they can come back to you. That's if they can comprehend or they can connect the fact that now they are adults, now they have the ability to get jobs because of the education that you have given them. It is only when they can grasp that they can come back to you with a heart that is full of sincere gratitude, meaning it from the bottom of their hearts. So that's why I am saying that the thanksgiving or gratitude is for the people who are mature in their lives. It is a sign of maturity. You know, if you want to know how immature a person is, look at a person, how ungrateful he is or that person is, you know. If that person is ungrateful, sometimes it's not so much so about the fact that they are bad people, but it shows how immature they are. It shows how much they don't realize that the things that they have experienced in Pilon Zabo, they did not happen because they have to happen. And sometimes that is the attitude that we have with God. Life becomes so normal. You wake up early in the morning, you open up your eyes, you can see, right? You open up your mouth, you can talk, you can hear sounds, and for some reason, sicabanguti vele bekumele. And you know, you begin to be grateful in life once you realize that akukho la kubhalwe khona ukuthi wena kufanele uvuke namhlanje ukwazi ukuhamba. You know, there are people who sit down with a mindset yokuthi bazokwazi ukusukuma. But when they decide to stand, kungasukumeki. And that's where you begin to realize how important it was to value your ability yokusukuma kungonakele lutho. You see, in life you grow up and ubona amehlo sewayafiphala. And that's where you begin to appreciate your sight very much, because you realize ukuthi akukho la kubhalwe khona ukuthi wena kwasayinwa phansi ukuthi wena kumele ukwazi ukubona. Anything can happen to anyone at any time. So we have to be grateful for the little that we have. So there are 7 things that thanksgiving and gratitude will produce in your life. And I want to give them to you quickly this morning. 7 things that will happen in your life. 7 things that are guaranteed in your life if you are going to be a person who shows gratitude empilweni yakhe each and every time. Number 1, gratitude or thanksgiving will magnify the Lord in your life. The Bible says in Psalm 69 verse 30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving does what? It magnifies the Lord. It causes God to be clearly visible or clearly seen in your life. NgesiZulu kukhona umhlabelelo esihlabelelayo othi simenza mkhulu uNkulunkulu. So in other words, your family, your friends will not struggle to see the God factor in your life. Because God loves doing stuff for people who are grateful. It will not be said in your life, ukuthi, where is your God? Ngoba uNkulunkulu wakho uyobonakala, because when you give him praise and thanksgiving, you are going to magnify him. You are going to cause God to surround you with himself so that there will be little or less of you, but more of him. And if there is more of God and less of you, there will be more God results in your life than your own results that you can produce in your own strength and with your own effort. So number one, thanksgiving magnifies the Lord in your life. Number two, thanksgiving gives us access into the presence of the Lord. It gives us audience with God. We are guaranteed that we are going to have audience with God. We are going to be able to come before the throne of grace with boldness, even through the blood of Jesus Christ, if we are going to be grateful for it, by the way, so that we can be able to petition God with whatever it is that we want from our hearts. Because thanksgiving gives us access into the presence of God. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." Psalm 95 verse 2. "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving." So if you need a password, if you need a key that will unlock the door, that will usher you into the presence of God, I am here to give you one this morning. Just give him praise. Just thank him for the good God that he is in your life. Just express your gratitude to God, and you will see how he will give you access into his presence. You will see how he will be willing to hear you out. You will see how you will not struggle to enter into the presence of God. But ungrateful people struggle to experience the presence of God. Ungrateful people struggle to have that secret place in the presence of the Most High God. Number three, thanksgiving validates our prayers. It validates our prayers. Let me explain what do I mean by that. Listen to what Philippians 4 verse 6 says. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything," listen, "by prayer and supplication," and then it says, "with thanksgiving." And let me put it this way, thanksgiving adds flavor to your prayers. Without thanksgiving, your prayers will lack taste. They will lack flavor. Amen. So thanksgiving is the spice of your prayers. It makes it easy to be consumed. Amen. How many of you know ukuthi ukudla makungena spice kunzima to swallow it, kunzima ukudla, kunzima to indulge. So the only thing that makes God to enjoy your prayers, it is when you are expressing or you are petitioning him with thanksgiving. Don't just petition God, ask for stuff and not thank him for the stuff that he is giving you. Gratitude helps us to be sincere in our prayers. Because when we are grateful to God, we are simply saying, "Gunkulunkulu," we trust in our heart beyond any shadow of doubt that everything that we have, everything that we have experienced, every sort of blessing that we have seen in our lives, it is from you, Lord. And we are coming back to say thank you for what you have already done in our lives before we can even ask you whatever new thing that we want to ask you. How many grateful people are in the house this morning? How many of you are grateful that the Lord has been good to you in this year 2019? You have seen the hand of God upon your life. Look at you. You are sitting here this morning. You are able to hear. You are able to listen to me. You are able to praise God. You are able to lift up your hands. Look at you. You are still breathing. You are still alive. And you are still standing. There is absolutely no way that God will not listen to you when you stand before him with a heart that is full of gratitude, and you are going to say, "God, I thank you for all of those moments where I thought I was going to be down and out, when I thought I was going to die, when I thought poverty was going to strike me down, when I thought I'm going to lose my mind, when I thought I am going to be hospitalized because of depression, when I thought my children are going to quit school, when I thought I'm going to smoke drugs, when I thought I'm going to lose my marriage, when I thought I'm going to lose my wife, I'm going to lose my husband. Lord, you have been so good to me." Once we learn
How to acknowledge izinto uNkulunkulu asenzela zona. Ezinye singazicelanga bazalwane. Sometimes if God can open up the windows of heaven and begin to show us day after day, minute after minute, second after second, hour after hour, and show us the things that he does for us, even before we could ask for those things, we can be shocked. I'm sure we can wish that 2019 can be reversed so that every minute we can kneel down and say, Father, I thank you for protecting me today. Many of us were protected from accidents that we never even knew they were going to happen. We traveled safely on the road and we thought, but little did we know that the devil on that day planned to take you out. The devil on that day planned to kill you on the spot, but mercy said no. The grace of God said no. The love of God said no. Some of you, bekufanele ngaba usebenzi manje. The devil was planning that you are going to be expelled. Bekufanele ngabe wena loyo msebenza zangu uthole. But God, in his own mercy, in his own grace, in his own love, he decided to stretch his hand and to just say, not this one this year, devil. Not this one this year, devil. Try another one. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful even before we ask anything, we are grateful. Even before we bring new petitions for 2020, even before we hear about what you are going to do for us in this coming year, we just want to first say thank you for all that you have done for us, for all the things we have seen and for all the things we have not seen, all the things that happened and we thought they must happen. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are so grateful. Number four, thanksgiving produces excellence in the faith. Colossians 2 verse 7, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. Listen, it does not say established in your faith. It says established in the faith. There is a difference between your faith and the faith. The faith is the gospel as we believe in it. The principles, the doctrines of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what the faith is. And then it says, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So once you are grateful for the blood of Jesus, once you are grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ in your life, and you can begin to acknowledge that Jesus did not die on the cross for the sake of dying, but he died on the cross so that I can be saved. The Bible says, once I am grateful for that, I am going to excel in the faith. People who are ungrateful for the cross, you see them in how they walk with God, in how they relate with God. But uNkulunkulu njengomuntu nje, you know, who is nice to hang around with. When they come to church, bayeza nje, ngoba it's a nice thing to do, but they cannot connect it to the cross of Jesus Christ. We can only excel in our faith, in the faith. We can only excel in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can only excel in our walk with God, if we are grateful for what he has done for us on that cross of Calvary. Come on, just take a moment and just clap your hands and just say, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for your blood has washed my sins away. Just take a moment to say, thank you, Jesus. If the gospel has impacted your life, you will be grateful. Number five, thanksgiving activates miracles of multiplication in your life. In Matthew 14 verse 19, the Bible says, then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. He took the five loaves and the two fish. Listen to the limitation. He wants to feed the multitudes, right? But he only has what? Five loaves and what? And two fish. And the Bible says, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples. What do we do when we are blessing the food? We are saying, Lord, thank you for what is before us today. Thank you for the little that you have given us. Let me tell you, Barcelona, if we are going to be grateful for the little that the Lord has given us, God has a way of stretching it. God has a way of multiplying it. God has a way of making you to survive. Who cannot survive now for even a day, but God will cause you to survive for the whole month. Why? Because each time God, whether he blesses you with 100 rands or whether with 1,000 rands or whether with 50 rands or with 10,000, but you take a moment to say, God, I am grateful. It might not be a million, but I'm grateful for this 50 rands. It might not be 100,000, but I'm grateful for this 20 rands. And God knows how to stretch it to the limits. God knows how to meet all of your needs. Instead of sitting down and complaining about the little that you have, you better take a moment and just say, God, I thank you for this one slice of bread. It might not be a full loaf of bread, but I am grateful for this one slice of bread. I am grateful, Lord, that at least even if I don't have 100 units on my electricity meter, but I'm grateful for the 5 that I can see now. I'm grateful, and God is able to search for your heart. That's why the Bible says the eyes of the Lord run to and fro, and he's looking for those hearts that are going to be loyal towards him. And once God can locate your grateful heart, let me tell you, God knows how to stretch your resources beyond your needs. God knows how to take the little. How did I get by this year? While people were saying, you look good today, you look good, and little did they know that those were the only 2 pairs of trousers that you used to have, but because the presence of the Lord covers you. Hallelujah. God is able to take the little. I mean, Jesus wanted to feed 5,000. Can you imagine? But he had 5 loaves and 2. He did not say, oh, disciples, what are we going to do? Oh, there's 5 there. He did not look at the need and look at the supply and compared the 2. But Jesus only focused on the supply. And he just said in his heart, for as long as God has given me this, sometimes we complain about what we do not have and lose sight of what we already have, what the Lord has already given unto us. Sometimes it's not about what I don't have. Sometimes God had to ask Moses, what is it that you have in your hand? Because what might seem like just a rod in your hand might be the next tool or seed, or might be your next breakthrough. It might be something that God can use so that you can experience the life of abundance that you desire to. Sometimes just shift your eyes from the abundance that you are desperate for and just fix your eyes on what God is already. And just take some time to say, God, I thank you for my one car. I thank you for my one room house. I believe you, yes, for greater things, but I thank you for what I have for now. I'm grateful. And just be content in your heart. Just show gratitude and say, Lord, I thank you. My wardrobe might not be full, but thank you, Lord. I might be single today and others are married, but thank you, Lord, for because being single is also a gift sometimes. Sometimes God is protecting you from the devil, from killing your marriage before time. So be grateful that you are still single. Be grateful that you are still alone. Just enjoy whatever little that God has given you for now. Thank him for small things. I'm just giving you that assignment. Just go back home and look around your house and just be grateful. Just pick up one pair of shoes and say, God, thank you for this. And just get into your kitchen, open that fridge. Even though unamanz pela, take that bottle and say, God, I'm grateful that I'm able to drink this water and taste it. Just be grateful. Just be grateful. Just be grateful. Just be nyakwazi ufuna full tank, but bonga lelambe eli red elikhanyayo ukuthi at least unemoto. Somebody is desiring to have a car just like you are. Just be grateful instead of complaining about what we don't have. Let's be grateful for what we have. Number 6, thanksgiving. I love this one. Repeats miracles. Thanksgiving. Ishayiphindamzala. Yabona umuntu obongayo uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukumphinda. Because sometimes we are confronted with similar situations that we have faced in the past, and we become arrogant and we assume ukuthi hayi kuzokwenzeka. Singanako ukubonga enhlizweni zethu. In John chapter number 11 and verse 41, listen to what the Bible says. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. This was Lazarus, right? And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, listen to this prayer. What kind of a prayer is this one? Me, in front of a grave, kuno muntu oshonile kufanele ngimvuse. Ha. Ashakabika zukata hindala masia manda iba baba baba popo 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 ikakakatasia haba baba baba baba. I call for fire, I call for fire, I call for angels from the east and from the west, the north and from the south. Ibo popo popo akakakaka ikapa papa izosozozosa. Oh fire, oh anointing, oh glory, oh Gabriel, oh Michael, oh Shikaba, the cherubim and the seraphim, oh the soul. I cast eyes. Oh, I bind. Oh, I rebuke. Oh, I call down fire. Zebaba.
If it was me, or even you, I don't know. Mthambi, you are pretending to sit down and you're saying, not me, Mfundis. Well, mina ke bengizokwenza wena mhlambe bozoshaya into engcono.
But I love what Jesus. The Bible says in verse 42. Let's go. Listen to what he says in verse number 42. Let's go.
Sengifunda screening out. Sengikubusisa kangaka mntanami ngikuthemba ngithi ungishayela into enhle lapho screening bengingayiboni. Hayi nango ke sekeza starage verse.
Seyifikile. And I knew. Hayi nginikeza isingisi esiright. Let's see right.
Hey, let's. Hey, King James. Una new King James. Aunai. I think funde legu. Huh?
Yeah, BBE. Listen. No, as we look at verse 41. As we look at verse 41. Sorry. It was me. It was me. It was not you. It was me. As we look at verse 41. Iti. Iti. Verse 41. Ah. So they took away the stone, and Jesus, looking up to heaven, said, Father, I give praise to you for hearing me. If I'm a King James, 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 21, ay man, eish, uti, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Lalel, lalel. He agakoporoza. Ngati kipi kipi kipi. Hopopo. Uti Father, I thank you that you have heard me. Ngiyabonga nkulunkulu. Ay bazalwane. Ubhekene nethuna elinomuntu ofile. Akakhali inyembezi. Akekho desperate. Akaziki. Uthi baba ngiyabonga ukuthi lesimo asikho sikhulu ukudlula wena. Baba ngiyabonga. Thank you my God.
Ngikutshela imfihlo ongazange ngibuze yona. UJesu bekangaqali ukuvusa umuntu ofile.
It was like makabhekene nethuna Lazarus. He was saying, I've seen this before. I've seen him do this before. But I am not going to be arrogant and think kumele nalo amvuse. But let me start by thanking him ukuvusa lo ake wamvusa before ngizofika kuLazarus. Uthi baba ngiyabonga ukuthi ungizwile. Ngamanye amagama ngingakafiki nokufika kulethuna. Nkosi ngiyabonga. Hayi bazalwane ngikhuluma nabantu mina abake balahlekelwa umsebenzi. Bangabi ne-income for a long time. And God kept them. And God sustained them. If that challenge repeats itself, do not be so desperate ukuthi uyoguqa phansi uqalele phansi usike mntana sekhaya uqalele phansi uyonyuka intaba uyofuna ubuso bka Jehova for 40 days. Ngithi mina nayi breakthrough yakho la ikona. Just take a moment and say, Lord, I thank you ukuthi izinto ezifana nalezi zikhluli. Father, I thank you ukuthi this is not too hard for you.
God whispered in my ears and said, sometimes, Mauka, look, experience a certain breakthrough in your life.
You may be desperate. Uhambu, you're faster for 40 days. It is good and it is needed. But God said to me, but once I opened that door, and you are going to need the similar experience in the future. He said, Mtanami, do not even frustrate yourself. Employing the same method. He says, all that I want from you at this moment is just for you to pause a bit. To thank me for how I came through for you in the past. To thank me for how I sustained you and kept you. As a matter of fact, in most cases, uma izinto ziziphinda empilweni zethu, sisuke sikwelethe uNkulunkulu ukubonga. Akwakangizwa. Sometimes le simo mase sibuya kwesithu usuku cabanga ukuthi sizela ukuzokubulala mntana sekhaya asizelanga ukuzokubulala sizela ukuzolanda indumiso sizela ukuzolanda ukubonga sizela nje ukuzolanda just a little bit of thanksgiving. Sometimes uNkulunkulu usukezele nje ukuthi chaisa just khokha mntanami just ungibonge nje. Ungibonga wadlula ngathi akushintshanga lutho nje wadlula ku 2019 ngathi ngicela ukuthi next year mntana sekhaya if you are going to face the same challenges as this year uyikhumbule le ntshumayelo just take a beat and just kneel down and say Lord ake ngibuyele ku 2019 mhlamba ngibonga ngakahle I just came back to say thank you. Abanye bethu this year sibona izinto ezinzima nezibhlungu ezifana neza last year. Ngifuna ukukunikele thuba ukuthi before lo nyaka uphela ufane noJesu uthi baba ngiyabonga ukuthi wena uyangizwa. Baba ngiyabonga ukuthi wena uyangizwa. He did not call down legions of angels. Ubongile kuphela. Ubongile kuphela. Wavuka uLazaro. Ubongile kuphela. Mhlawumbe ukubonga kwakho kuyovusa amaphupho afa kudala. Mhlawumbe ukubonga kwakho kuyovusa ama-ideas owakhohlwa kudala wacabanga ukuthi angeke aphinde asebenze. Mhlawumbe ukubonga kwakho kuyokubuyisela zonke izinto ezakulahlekela empilweni ocabanga ukuthi uSathane wazithatha and angeke ziphinde zibuye. Ukubonga kwethu. Ngithi mina kuwe mhlambe uNkulunkulu makasenza si-experience the same things. Usuke nje azolanda isikweletu sokubonga. Number 7. Thanksgiving not only does it initiate miracles, but thanksgiving perfects miracles. It completes miracles. Number abay 10. Ebebene sifo soqhoko, soqhoko. Qhoko. Qhoko. Lithi iBhayibheli, and Jesus healed them. Lalela. And Jesus healed them. Little by Billy. And then one of them comes back to say, Lord, see, I am healed. Thank you. Jesus, before he responds, uthi hayi. Lalela, kubu Jesu bekangenandaba nokubonga. Bekazothi lo makabuya athi, I don't mind, go. Uthi Jesu baphi laba abanye abayi 9. Uthi lo angibazi, but ngibonga nje mina. Uthi bona ngiphile. Luthu Jesu. Go. For your faith, listen, has made you whole. Ukukholwa kwakho kukuphelelisile. NgesiZulu lithi kukusindisile. Why? Ngoba that is a Greek word sozo, which means salvation. Lalela, the 9 were healed. The 1 was saved, which is much more than healing. Last week, I was listening to watching another video. Ungizwe kahle. Yangenza le video ngaba ne conversation noNkulunkulu. And I started asking God because I love asking God questions. Into mangay understanding yabuza. Ngithi Nkosi, why? Are you so low key with miracles? Why are you so low key? Why? Yabo mina ngithi mina why unga bugisi nje because yabo you are able to do yonke into le yabona mina nguye nje ngani ngoba ngiyafisa mhlawumbe unosindisiwe uhumble but mina why inkosi ungenzi imangaliso ukuthi ngivele ngene nje sibhedlela ha abantu ngingakaba beka izandla bazivukele nje emawadini ngoba uyakwazi ukuyenza lento inkosi I don't doubt I know you know how to do it but inkosi why ingavele ngene abantu bazivukele why inkosi ngathi ngihambe mall nje kube nomuntu odlula nge wheelchair ngenxa yobukhona bakho phezu kwami kusukuma umuntu nje ku wheelchair just to draw attention to yourself because hiyo into engakudumisa lenkosi ukuthi usheshe why are you so low key why are you so low key with miracles uyakwazi musu uNkulunkulu wathi in the beginning let there be light and there was light nkosi wena musu ungakwazi ukuthi mangathi ngivula ifridge uthi let there be food Why are you so low key? Why ushayela phansi when it comes to miracles? Why even when uJesu when they were making a fuss out of the fact that uthandazela umuntu wavuleka amehlo when they were making noise avelathi kulo ungabatsheli kwenzakalela ungabatsheli don't tell just go your way don't tell me why are you so low key when you get a chance yokubukisa why ungabukisi ah bazalwane bona mina mangiqeda ukuthenga ikhavela ngivela ngihamba so ngifuna ukubukisa ngifuna ukubonakala ukuthi ngithenge ini ikhavela nkosi why are you so low key with miracles and god said to me because it's not about the miracles but it's about the salvation because if I am going to be flamboyant and extravagant with miracles people are going to focus more on the healing on the breakthrough and miss the salvation that's why I love it when pastor Penny Hinn says the greatest miracle you can ever receive in your life is salvation Jesus puts it this way how will it profit any man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul. It's not about the healing. It's not about the breakthroughs. But God makes us whole when we come back to show gratitude because kunabantu abaningi. You know, I once spoke to another man of God and ningizwe kahle, I believe in miracles. I believe in signs and I believe in all of these things. But there was another man of God who told me the honest truth. He said, God has blessed me and God has anointed me to pray. I've seen the lame walk. I've seen the dead being raised. This man that I'm talking about, I know him personally. I'm talking about a man okwashona umuntu ashumayela ethendeni kwafa umuntu phakathi. Dead. No pulse, nothing. And grabbed that person, put it against the pole tent, and said, in the name of Jesus, arise! And the person came back to life. Talking about that kind. I'm talking about a person who lays hands on people with cancer, with wounds that are rotten for years. Bangakwazi ukumlapha umuntu neilonda esibolile ahambe bo doctor for years and one prayer in a week's time that wound will be dry I'm talking about that kind of a person and this person said to me Muruti bonke abantu engibathandazelayo baphile bathu bawo abamathi bundimo bafihla mo ke ba rapelle bafole But samay kikopane lo bona motrop angibulisa athi mfundisi uyabona ngipholile abuyele umuntu ayohlaba ayo azayo phahla bonga abaphansi for ukuphila kwakakhohlwe ukuthi so that's why God is low key into ekufanele ube more proud about it in your life and be excited about is that I am saved and even when God has done a great thing for you like giving you a job Come back to God who gave it to you. Ukuze azoyiphelelisa lento. Ngoba mawusaphilisiwe kuphela ayiphelelanga. Mawusathola umsebenzi kuphela ayiphelelanga. Let's stand on our feet as I close. I want you to take your seed out. Kipa umnikelo wakho wokuzobonga uNkulunkulu nje namhlanje. I know you have already given, but just take out an offering. Na speed point is corner na ma bank account wala esontweni enkhonza la niyazi akhona. Just take out something, because there are three main ways you can thank God in your life. You can thank God through your prayers ngomlomo wakho verbal. Ngicashaz ngicela nizothatha la ma basket nime lapha. Ungaphakama umbongo uNkulunkulu ngomlomo wakho. Ngomthandazo ungambonga uNkulunkulu ngemihlabelelo. Para ke uNkulunkulu uthi even through a sacrifice you can come and express your gratitude to give before God, just to come and say thank you for what you have done for me. Just take a moment and prayerfully bring that offering. Father, we thank you for all of those things that you have done for us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for our healing. Thank you for our lives. Thank you. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Master. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my Master. Thank you, my Master. Thank you, my Master. Yamkeli ndumiso.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much, and keep on building.